Beatian!
The Upper Room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGI's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 good stuff.
If you're ready, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm gonna make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
The J. Rouse Show, 347-850-1272 is our calling number, 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Mwah. Kisses for all the girls in the world, exceptional one with the exceptional one, and she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps. Let me tell you something. Damn. I have the coffees. I have been coughing like it's nobody's business in the last 15 minutes. So I'm going to try to maintain my professionalism and continue with the show. But I am popping cough drops left and right. So bear with me, people. Bear with me. Also, tonight, we're playing our game, the this or that game. That should be fun. Plus, I wish the old school Get Hype song and much, 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 much more. It is the Saturday edition. The Mayweather Fight Saturday edition of the J. Rouse Show. That number is 347-850-1272. You can get in if you want to. Like they say, you can get in if you want to. You can get in if you want to. You can get in where you fit in. Come on and get it, folks. 347-850-1272 is the number once again. Are you ready to get this party started? Because I'm damn sure ready to get this party started. Are you ready to throw down? Yes, the damn hell I am. T.O., let's get it going.
It's a popcorn, man.
The J-Rouse Show starts now.
Boom! You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited, too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. South Sudan's president says he's ready to meet with his arch-rival and former vice president turned rebel to try to end the violence in his country. But as NPR's Gregory Warner reports, it's not clear when or if that meeting will take place.
It was U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry visiting South Sudan's capital for a day who broke the news that President Salva Kiir would meet with his former deputy, Riek Machar. The two have been locked in a vicious struggle for power where forces loyal to both sides were accused of recruiting child soldiers and massacring civilians along ethnic lines. But Kiir's spokesman told reporters he's not willing to discuss any deal where he does not remain president. Secretary Kerry is pushing for a, quote, transitional government. Riek Machar has not yet agreed to any meeting. A regional force of thousands of African peacekeepers could be deployed soon to separate the two sides in a conflict that threatens to destroy the world's newest nation. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Juba.
Seven European military observers in Ukraine are now free. Pro-Russian insurgents released the group, members of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, along with five Ukrainian assistants, after they were held for more than a week in Slovyansk. Mark Etherington is with the group. He says despite the hostage situation, his group is expanding its presence in Ukraine.
We believe that the requirement for dialogue is as strong as ever. The mission is in fact expanding its activities. We're at about 150 monitors on the ground now, and we'll go up to 500 within the next couple of months.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry praised the release, but he says Russia has to stop backing the separatists. In India, at least 19 people are dead after violence in the tea-growing state of Assam sent thousands fleeing from their homes. Army troops have now been deployed in the remote northeast state. The violence is being blamed on tribal militants. From New Delhi, NPR's Julie McCarthy says that women and children are among the dead.
The killings took place in territory controlled by the ethnic tribal group known as Boros. A curfew has been imposed in the three affected districts where houses reportedly were torched. The state blames the outlawed National Democratic Front of Boroland that wants a separate homeland. Local media say all the victims in the violence, the worst in 2 years, are Muslim. Boros have long complained that Muslim migrants from Bangladesh have encroached on their ancestral land. In 2012, clashes erupted, killing dozens of people and 400,000 and fled their homes. Media reports say that Boro tribesmen may have attacked Muslims as punishment for opposing their candidate in the current parliamentary election. Police say it's retaliation for the anti-insurgency operation that has killed Boro militants in recent days. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.
The 140th Kentucky Derby takes place this evening. 19 three-year-olds are taking part in this year's first leg of the horse racing Triple Crown. This is NPR News.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Jay Ryle Show. Jay's 3-minute commentary starts now.
Now we're cooking with Crisco. Okay, last week I read an email over the air because one of our listeners wanted some advice from the world famous Jay Ryle Show crew. Well, guess what? We have another one. I tell you, I'm starting to feel the love around here, folks. The 3-minute commentary, I'm actually answering questions from our listeners. Goes to show you the growth of the show, and we do appreciate that. Here's the situation. This young man sent me an email saying that, okay, Jay, he has a 25-year-old son who's living at home with him, okay? And he wants, him and his wife, he wants to put this guy out because he's not going to school, he half-ass have jobs, what should he do? Because his wife is saying hell no. Okay, let me start off by saying, I will give you my advice and then I will ask the crew and we will talk about this during 10 good minutes. All right, first of all, I'm not sure if you're listening right now or if you're listening in archives, because most of our listeners, that's what they do. They listen at their leisure. They can be at work, weekday warriors. They can be, you know, I don't know where they can be. You can listen to the show on demand at your preference. We would prefer for you to be here live, but hey, if you want to listen to this show in archives, that's your business. But I digress. Here goes. Bottom line is that at some point in time, your children have to get out there and be on their own. Now, I know it's hard for you as parents to say, fly, butterfly, fly, but at some point in time, you have to do this. Because if you do not make your kids become grown men and women, then they will always be dependent upon you. If they become dependent upon you, then they'll never learn the necessary skill sets that they need to be successful in life. Trust me, I have a friend that I grew up with. Mama and daddy took care of him forever. He turned out to be, you know, okay, but he could have been a lot better. Now, can you do this if you have a girl? Can you put your girls out in the street? If your girl, your daughters, I should say, are in the same situation. I don't know. I have girls. I don't know what I would do in that situation. All I can say is it's easier for me to give this advice to you, dear listener, versus me trying to go through it. Because trust me, it is a hard thing to do to put your kids out. But if you've given your kid every opportunity to be successful, and that kid is not taking advantage of that situation, man, a hard head will make a soft ass. Sometimes you have to push them out the nest and see if they can fly. That's what birds do. We'll ask the crew. Coming up next. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. Elliott?
What's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's
crack-a-lackin'? Man, we didn't hear the first crack-a-lackin'. We heard the second one, though. How the hell are you, Mr. L.E.S.?
Man, I can't complain, baby. It's fight night, and I'm excited. I want to see Floyd whoop that boy, man.
Hey, man, whatever you're using, Mr. Elias, once again, it sounds raggedy. You need to get with Floyd Mayweather and see if he can buy you a proper mic. How about that?
How about you buy the things in your mouth? How about that?
Oh,
buy
well, you know what? Once again, it's all crazy. All right, Mr. Elias, it is fight night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's fight night, so now you think Mayweather's going to win. No doubt in your military mind.
I know Mayweather's going to win. I know it. I know it. Yes. I predicted.
You have no doubt that Mayweather's going to win.
No doubt. No doubt. That's going to be a tough matchup, but Mayweather's going to whoop that boy's ass. Man, he's too slow. He's too slow. And he can,
you said
and he
it's
going to
be. Why is it going to be a tough matchup, Mr. Elias?
Because this guy presses. He presses. He doesn't lay back and fight. He's an aggressive fighter. So Floyd's going to have to fight. He's going to have to put it on him. But Floyd's going to win this one. He's too fast. He's too fast.
You sound a little nervous, Mr. Elias.
No, why would I sound nervous? I know what Floyd can do. I know what Floyd can do.
All right, well, I'm glad you know what Floyd can do. You know, I have to fight Kevin, too. We're having a fight night party as well. So, you know, it's going to be pretty damn cool. You know, I'm going to pull out my famous ribs. Matter of fact, during one of these breaks, I'm going to marinate those damn things. Hold on,
where'd you buy them at? Where'd you buy them at?
What the hell you mean where did I buy them at? I bought them from the grocery store. What the hell does that mean?
So they cooked them for you?
Let me tell you something, homeboy. At the damn Super Bowl party, my ribs was the talk of the damn party, nigga. Ooh. Oh, Scott, too. Ooh. I'm sorry. Hey, man, so you got me acting crazy up in here, man. I apologize. Listen, I never used that damn word. Sorry.
They were the talk of the party. They're like, damn, who cooked these nasty-ass bastards?
You know what? We like the match. I'm done with you. I'm done with you. I'm done. I'm done. You're going to have me cussing. I feel so horrible.
Momo B, would you take a bullet for a stranger?
You'll be acting like Momo B. Hell no.
Mr. Elias, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Don't ask me again.
Okay. You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. I'm talking about my kids. My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your damn mammy.
I know I was looking good.
But damn, she was looking sharp.
She
had on some damn KC.
Her nails were done. My hair was
her nails were done. She had flowers on her nails.
Don't you want to ride?
I want to ride. Momo V, hey, girly girl.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Mr. L-E-S, J-Rob?
What's up, Momo?
Nothing. What's up to everybody in Blog Talk Radio Land and all you other listening devices? Hey.
You know what? I owe you. You know what, son, Momo B? You got to start doing me a favor. You are going to have to remind me. You have to send me a text or something. I had all intentions on going to your show yesterday, and I was like, I forgot. I was partying, though.
I was asleep. I ain't gonna lie.
I was partying, man. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I was partying my ass off, bro. I got to tell y'all about this party in 10 good minutes. I got to tell y'all about this damn party in 10 good minutes. Damn. But I could have called in and put it in my ears while I was partying. I could have even checked in and let y'all hear what I was doing, since Momo B act like I ain't got no damn life.
You don't be doing nothing with yourself anyway, but sitting at home by your damn self. How about if you do something?
That's what you said, Momo. That's what you said.
I know what I said, and I stand by every damn word.
Hey, Mr. Elias, we don't need you laughing.
But anyway,
I'm sorry.
I wish you guys could have showed up and showed your love. But we had fun like we always do. So okay, you missed it. You missed out. Okay, you missed out.
Was it good? Give me a little taste of what happened. Come on.
No thanks.
No.
Should have been
she
there.
She said no thanks. Damn. Was that the topic? Or are you telling me you kiss your ass? I'm just trying to figure it out. Sounds like you're trying to tell me to kiss your ass. I ain't telling you
exactly.
Nothing, homie.
Yeah.
Come on, B.
Not the outer part, the inner part.
Bam.
Oh. Where the sun don't shine. I got it. Where the sun don't shine. All righty, baby. You know what? Momo B, I had a dream about you last night.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
And watch your mouth. It was a good dream. It was a good dream. It was a real good dream. I was walking down the street. It was really. I was walking down the street, and I looked into this window, And it was a beauty parlor. You were sitting there getting your hair done, talking about some ow. And they said, hey, you got to be still because you're trying to do your hair. You kept going, ow. They said, Mama, be stop. Ow. And that was it. that was
an exciting-ass dream.
Well, she was a part of the bigger picture, Miss Elias. I mean, she's part of the bigger picture. But, yeah, she was just sitting there talking about some ow. It was like, hey, girl, hold still. Ow. I'm like, damn, you know, what's wrong with you? And I was like, Momo Beach, some Jay Rizzy. Ow. I'm like, oh, Lord, that was okay.
It's my turn. It's raining men.
Raining men for Ernest. Absolutely soaking wet.
Down to my bones.
Are you ready?
We are ready. What's happening, Bigger Her?
What's up, Jay Rizzy, Mr. Elias, and Momo B?
What's up, Ernest? Dang.
I tell you what, let me tell you something, Jay Ryle. You truly did miss out. And Momo B has gotten her groove almost from the get-go. And her show last night, especially the last 2 weeks, but we actually simulcasted with them last night just, you know, because we're not doing it every week, but just because such a good show, so funny. She had some new listeners that stayed with us for the course of the show once they got on the air. It was you might not want to listen toward the end of the show because we busted on your ass for a minute. But,
you know,
general,
my question is, why the hell are y'all talking about me?
Topic. She had a great topic. Everybody offered something really rich and positive. It was kind of serious in the beginning. It was funny later on. I mean, I had such a good time. So thank you, Momo B, for allowing ERN to simulcast with you. Thank you for allowing me to be on your show. She I'll tell you what, girlfriend is at the top of her game lately. So good for her.
Oh, she's always. What does that mean? Lately.
What
do you mean lately? She's always at the top of her game.
Okay, look, first of all, I don't want to hear your little stories, Jay Ryle. Don't try to start something. I said lately because she's only been back on the air for about 3 or 4 weeks now.
So are you saying before she was on the air, before it was raggedy? What are you trying to say, Ernest?
I'm saying before she was on the air currently, she wasn't on the air at all.
Oh, I like the way you read that. That was good. That was good, Ernie.
Yeah, I like the way you're trying to start some crap. You know, look, don't make me cuss. It's not even 20 minutes after the
Don't make me put your ass in mute land either. It's easy. It can go both ways, you sorry sap sucker.
So what are you fellas up to today?
Well, what are we up to right now is we're up to, you know, I have my plane ticket in my hand.
Everybody gets to come in before 10 minutes start. What the hell?
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go to Aruba. I'm ready to go.
Start this show at 5:30 from now on.
I know, Dale.
Jesus. Do 10 good minutes at 8:30 just to get all these heifers in here.
Welcome aboard the spacious cabin. Attractively decorated, air-conditioned, but draft-free.
Lord.
Newly designed individual overhead light units are an innovation.
Yes.
Miss Candy Crush is here.
I missed the L to the E to the S.
You got the right one, baby.
No, the hell we don't.
The right one, baby.
Mm-hmm. What's going on, Flagger? What's happening, baby?
Bobby!
What's up, Bobby? Where Bobby at? Bobby like, hey, man. Keep my name out your mouth. What's going on, girl?
Hi, Jay. How you?
Hey, baby. What's happening?
Hey,
I'm glad your damn phone's breaking up. Can't hear that message.
Everybody's got some aqua boogie tonight.
I know some serious aqua boogie.
I'm on my BC in the
east. What's up, Vanessa?
Is she out on the tarmac or something? She can't get near a pole that's got a signal on it?
I don't know where the heck she is. The hiring. You're driving to Pearland. What you doing in Pearland?
I left a party to come and get on the show, and so I'm leaving Pearland to come and be on the show.
Oh, well, hey.
Listen, some of that.
Go ahead, Ernest.
I was going to say,
some of that tinfoil that's on them dishes she's bringing home, she should sit on some of it so her signal can boost up a little bit. Because I can't hear it.
That was funny. That was funny.
That was definitely
sad. I was definitely that every now and again, some of you women folk,
you get hot.
Hold on,
Vanessa.
Every now and again, you get hot and bothered. Well, what I
get
want
it,
to you get that hot and you need a little relief, I want you to call me.
I am living for the Lord. Hallelujah. I feel him down in my spirit. You know, as I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me.
Hallelujah. Is Miss Aqua Boogie herself?
Oh, there she is. Hallelujah. What's going on, Rich Sister?
I'm doing great. How's everybody doing?
Missed you last night. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Hollywood not let you out of the cage?
I know we may have to vote Ernest's ass off the island. We have to have a vote on his ass.
I'm
going to
figure
that. We may have to vote on his ass. I think we may have to vote his ass off the damn island.
Y'all need a sense of humor. White man's just playing over here. Ain't nobody trying to do anything bad. I'm just playing.
Put your ass up.
It's a comedy show, damn
man.
It. Take it. Have a good time, damn it.
Oh, it is the Saturday edition, folks, and you know what time it is. God.
Ten good minutes.
All right, it's time for six good minutes. Oh man! And I tell you what, folks. Once again, it is Mayweather Saturday fight night, and Mr. LES thinks Mayweather going to win the fight. I don't really care who wins. I just want to see a good fight.
Who's fighting him?
He's fighting some Hispanic dude. What's his name?
Chico Mandina. Chico Mandina.
Oh, fuck, Chico Mandina. Okay.
All right. With a name like that, you ain't going to win. You ain't going to win with a name like that.
Yeah, he can hit. He can be a hard hitter. I give him that.
Look,
he's
you may be
slow.
Quick at selling oranges on the highway, but you ain't going to beat Mayweather.
And the views and opinion, those are Ernest and Ernest Radio Network alone.
I tell you what, okay, it's time. All right, it's time to have a vote for Ernest there. Has managed to assault everybody in the last. We've only been on the air less than 30 minutes. His ass is already. Okay, we're going to take it around the room. Mr. Elias, should we vote Ernest's ass off the island?
His ass is out of here. He's out. He's
on his own. Oh, damn. That's one vote for yes. Rich Sister,
that's why I have all the girls
too.
On my show, because they're nicer to me.
Yeah, whatever. Rich Sister, should we vote his ass off the island?
You better watch yourself, Jackie.
Rich Sister, maybe Caliwood call. Sorry, I gotta go. Yes, Caliwood, Your Highness.
Oh, yeah,
okay, no problem. We'll come back to you. All right, Vanessa, should we vote his ass off the island?
You know what would be nice to your ass, Ernest, unlike you're nice to me. So now leave him out here, but mute him when he get out of hand.
He's
done.
Nice to you, sweetheart.
Well, he's good because you know Momo B. You know Momo B holding his damn belt loose.
I can't go nowhere without my baby, not my boo.
Listen, I'm the one holding Momo B's belt loose, okay? Look at that's great.
my Ernest is not going anywhere.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Decision or no decision.
Momo B is not holding my belt loose. I'm holding her bra strap. Let's get that straight right now.
Jesus Christ. All right, so look, folks.
Even it out, the front and the back. Even it out, the front and the back.
All righty then. All right. All right.
Proper tension.
All right, it is Saturday, and listen, we're going to have a great show today. We can't wait to get into the conversation. The This Is That game is happening today, so that should be fun. Plus, I Wish that's coming up as well. You know, I wanted to ask you guys a question. Someone came to me with a dilemma, And I wanted to spend the next 3 minutes, which I really thought it would be seven, but the next 3 minutes talking about this. Let me ask you guys a question. The question is this.
Sure.
This guy that I know, he gave his wife, cheated on him. You know, he forgave her. She came back home. Everything's good to go. But it looks like, bruh, that dude planted a seed in her ass. Mm. So now, Miss Elias, he is at a point where he's saying he don't know. So I guess the question is, should he? I mean, everything is fine according to him, bro. Everything, they back on point. She made a mistake. You know, plus he had been out there too now. So, you know, and I think the guilt is hitting his ass because he's been out there knocking him down, bro. But now she caught on to it. She went out and did her thing, but her thing is costly. So,
did she get pregnant? Is that what you're trying to
say? Sir, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay,
because yes,
I didn't bring my J to English Dictionary. You said in the ass.
Yes, sir.
To me, that's
yes,
whole
sir. I said
thing.
Put that
so,
seed in the ass.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's a whole different thing for me. You got to break it down a little bit more sometimes.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, putting the seed in your ass means something completely different. Okay. All right. So, Miss Ellie, yes.
You talk about putting seed. You talk about putting seed in someone's ass. I'm gonna get a drink and have a good time with it. You got to tell me what part you got, brother.
Thank you, Ernest, very much. Okay, all right. So, Miss Elias, what should this guy do, man? What do you think, man? If you were in that situation, you forgave her, bro. Y'all back on good terms, man. What do you think he should do?
Hell, that was a hard. I don't know, man.
What about an abortion? What about an abortion?
No, not hell no.
No, thank you.
No,
that's tough on the body.
Nah. Plus the fact that I don't believe in abortions, man. You know, if you forgave her, you forgave her. If it's your wife, she made a mistake, you were out there. And if you got caught with your pants down, would you want her to forgive you? That's the way you got to look at it. Would he forgiven her? Would she have forgiven him if his pants would have got caught down around his ankle or so?
Well, okay, so then if you were in his position, then what would you do? You would say y'all gonna take care of another man's baby after y'all been married for 10 plus years?
Well, hell, some people do it anyway, Jay. You know, there's nothing new about that. Hell, what about the person who marries a woman who has a child already? You know?
Hold up, but that's a different scenario, homie.
I know, that's a different scenario. I know. I don't know what I would do. I couldn't advise that man nothing because my emotions probably would have got the better of me and be like, nah, dog, you going with that cat.
You Can know? I speak to this?
Yeah, sure. I know your damn tongue was hurting. Yes, Ernest.
It's from digging all that seed out of somebody's ass. How about that? I can't directly relate to this, but my brother, who is 6 years younger than me, was married to this chick for years, gave me two great nephews. They had their share of problems. They had been, they had both been abusive with each other in terrible ways. They had split a couple times, got back together. Then one day she shows up pregnant with somebody else's baby.
Mm.
And my brother said, you need to take your crap, in so many words, and get out of this house. Because he called me when all this was going on and she had left and I found out about it. He said, you know what, bro? He said, I would have kept trying to work it out. As much crap as we've been through, I would have tried to stay together, work it out, because I don't want to be a divorced family like our parents were. But when she came home with Roberto's child in her, then that was it. So for my brother, it was the final straw. He was willing to work anything out. But when she came home with a Mexican dude's baby in her, then that was it for him. That was the final straw. So I don't know. Does this dude, your friend, want to raise somebody else's child? That's the question.
He don't know. He's asking me. I don't know. Tell his ass. I'm like, man, you know what? I said the beautiful thing about what I do. Hey, I have a radio show. I'm going to ask the people on the radio show. So that's why I'm asking. I'm like, I don't know what the hell I do. Momo, be
that's
what
I'd be asking. I don't know if I'd.
Well,
I'll
tell you what. We have to go to break. We'll finish this conversation on the other side because he sent me a text. He's actually listening. So we'll finish this on the other side. Plus, we have the This or That game coming up. All that and more. It's time for a weather break. It is the J. Ryle Show. It is on. It's Fight Night Saturday. Mayweather and Funky Cole Medina, they're going to be getting down here in a few hours. Who do you have your Who are you going with?
Oh, yeah, because I'm offensive.
But that's okay. Who are you with?
Okay.
So, you know, bottom line is that's coming up, and I tell you what, man, it's going to be a good fight. I can't wait to see it, and, you know, it is what it is. So, all right, 347-850-1272. We're going to take a weather break. The old school Get Hype song, I think you're going to like this one. And we'll talk about this because my mans is listening. This is Jay Ryle, so Saturday edition. We'll be right back after this. Don't go nowhere.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening, I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
This national travel weather outlook is brought to you by AccuWeather's MinuteCast, your minute-by-minute weather forecast. Another round of rain already moving into the northwest here this afternoon. Seattle and Portland could see the delays mount this afternoon. Showers also going to spread into the upper extent of the Rockies. Could see a little bit of light snow into some of the higher elevations later tonight as well. But very hot today across the deserts once again, flirting with 100 in Vegas and Phoenix. Another toasty day in Los Angeles as well. It'll be getting a little bit windy into the Twin Cities. Cooler, too, with high around 59 degrees. Heading farther south, though, no problems expected on the roads or in the skies. Nashville back into Houston, lots of sunshine. Temperatures on their way up over the next couple of days, too. Dallas will make a run at 90 for several more days. Dry from Raleigh into Atlanta. It's going to stay that way through this weekend and much of next week. But those heavy showers and thunderstorms are continuing from Jacksonville into Miami. Localized flooding possible in parts of the Central Peninsula. Meanwhile, windy into Chicago with showers spreading from Detroit all the way into I-95. Later on this afternoon, it's going to be pretty soggy for much of the Northeast. Get your minute cast from AccuWeather.com today and know when you can expect rain or snow for your exact street address.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The Jay Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
It's about that time to get paid. Get laid. Cool in the shade. Drink a little bit of lemonade. Let me tell you what I want. Yo, I wanted this to be special. Something more than any other feeling that you felt before. Pushing through the doors, I see girls having a good time. I might say a rhyme, old school, new school, no school rule. But other than that, everything is cool. I see guys and girls dancing, doing the new dances. That's a hit while I'm over here romancing. You ain't, it's no need to curse. Ask me who she is and let me tell you first. Slow down, be cool, and don't act ill. I came to have a good time, party and chill with you. And don't worry, sweetheart, I'm still with you. And after we leave, we will continue with our plans. My plans are made to be broken, smoking. I'm not joking. Try to diss me and I'll give you a token. Cause I'm the type of brother that can't be stopped. And no matter what, I'm gonna while my mind say, come on. Yeah, come on. You know what? Huh.
Cause there's a Get Fresh crew.
Yeah, yeah,
yo, hey.
Yeah.
Now the music is bumping, good atmosphere. Jamil and Barry, they must have beat me here. There, in the booth, which is all soundproof. Playing dope jams to rock the youth. Of the MC, on the mic shouted out, we got the Get Fresh crew stars in the house. And as the crowd started breaking, I didn't reply, cause the only stars I know was in the sky. So we continue through the venue, didn't pretend to be nothing but Ducky. As a brother extended out his hand to me and asked me, would I rock the microphone? I just gave him a pound and I said shalom. Sharp as a harp played by a musician, my body tone is like a throne. When Calvin Klein, Obsession Cologne, etc., etc., in a cashmere sweater, I'm in a Cherokee, Chills in an Audi, and Barry B is riding with me. You see, we're the type of brothers that can't be stopped, and no matter what, we're gonna while my mind say, come on. It ain't. Now let the beat drop. Pump it up. Yeah, 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 yeah. You know what?
there's a Get Fresh crew. Yeah. Cause there's a Get Fresh crew. Yeah. Yeah. Cause there's a Get Fresh crew. Yeah.
Say what?
What the hell?
Hey, I'm having a lot of money on you, man.
Well, you getting ready to be a rich nigga. You see, next week, I'm knocking somebody the fuck out. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand now. It took a while, but I got it.
Hey, who's this clown? I'm ready.
Okay.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Now, back to our show. 347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272. Jay Ryle Show, beautiful Saturday. Glad you guys are in the house. Fight night Saturday. Hanging out with the very best in the biz. My boy, Mr. L.E.S. is up in here. What's up, hot? Hello, Mr. L.E.S. You don't understand.
Thank you. Floyd Mayweather is knocking somebody out.
I like that. That's a beautiful segue. Beautiful. Momo Beezy is in the easy. Hey, baby.
Because we're the Get Fresh crew. Yeah.
You the Get Fresh crew,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah,
hey, sing it, girl.
Wow. Yeah, that's my jam. My Get Fresh crew.
I thought you were going to bring out the rap then. Give me a verse.
Oh, Tim Will and Daddy B, they must have beat me here. Come down, be cool. They don't act ill. I think they have a good time. How do you two do?
Go ahead, Mama. Oh, that's what I'm talking about, baby.
Dude.
You got to get me fired up now. You got to get me fired up. Come on now.
I'm doing the dance. What?
Big E's in the house. What's up, Big E?
What's up?
Fly girl, Vanessa. Hey, Vanessa. My bad.
Why'd she put my name in her mouth again? She ain't even said hello. She put my name in her mouth.
She got dogs barking. She got dogs barking and everything. Lord have mercy, Jesus.
Listen, I'll
Rick
give her a phone.
Up in the
Bobby
house.
Ain't going to know what happened.
My bad, Bobby Jones.
How's everybody doing?
What's up, Richard? How you doing? All right, coming up, the This or That game, plus I Wish, so it's coming up here shortly, but before the break, we were talking about something. A friend of mine is going through a dilemma. He's actually listening. He wants to call in, but he thinks people from his office listen to the show, and I think they'll recognize his voice. So we'll just, you know, we'll just continue to move on. But his situation is, and I feel bad for him, you know. His wife, you know, got out there and, you know, had an affair, and she ended up pregnant. Now, he's been out there slinging ding-dong left and right. And, bro, I told you not to be out there slinging that ding-dong the way you were slinging it hard, bro. I'm talking to you, man. I know you listening, bro. I told you to stop that mess. But, look, now she's pregnant, and he's having a problem. He's got a serious dilemma. What should he do? Should he stay with her, right? Because everything's going fine. He stopped messing around. I know this for a fact. He goes to church, which I need to start going to, but that's okay. But
burned down, hell.
Well, yeah, whatever. But now, you know, through marriage counseling and everything, you know, she's pregnant, man. And so now the question becomes, does he keep or do they keep the child? What should he do? Mama B, it's a delicate situation. Talk to me, baby.
First of all, I don't want to make it seem like I'm trying to tell anybody what to do, because he got his own life, his own situations that's going on, and what I might do might not be good for him. So let's just put that out there. The view of the Momo B is just that, yes.
It's all about opinions. He wants opinions.
I don't know how he... It all depends on the person. If he's forgiven like that in his heart, because this is something that he has to live with for the next 18 years. And
at least,
sometimes it's like, for me personally, I couldn't do it. I could not rock with her. No, I couldn't. Because, yes, somebody brought up, people have taken other people's children all the time. You meet a man, you got a kid already, come on in, welcome, the doors are open. However, this child is going to be a reminder. You come into my house with a seven-year-old, they don't remind me of nothing because I don't know you. I don't know him. I don't know nothing. But if you come in my house, we've been together for 10 years, and now all of a sudden there's this newborn in my house, and every day I have to look at this baby, and I would be reminded every single day of the things that you've done wrong to me. And I may have done some stuff wrong to you, too. But it's different when you forgive each other and you move on than when you forgive each other, you try to move on, but there's a reminder there. That's just like if somebody was cheating on you, and every day they say they forgive you, but every day they throw it up in your face. They throw, you cheated. I hate you. Then we might as well not be together. So what I'm saying for me, if I had a reminder that was there in my face every day, and then where's the child father? Is he coming around? What's going on with y'all? I'm worried about when you go out. And I'm going to talk Junior off. Junior who? Oh, yeah, him, Junior, over there. I'm going to drop him off at his father's house, and then I got to worry about what you're doing over there. Are y'all still getting it on? It's too much. It would be too much for me to handle, personally.
Wow.
For me, I could not do it. And then, not to mention, when you see people you haven't seen in a long time, they're going to automatically assume that's your baby, but they're going to be questioning, it's kind of different looking, but they will assume it's yours, and then you're going to be like, oh, should I tell them? Or you're not going to know. If they know, do they know already? Who knows? The worst feeling, one of the worst feelings in the world to me is walking around not knowing who knows. You're like, oh, my God, do they know? Oh, my God, how should I act? Because you don't want to be mad. But it's like, it's so cute, it's just like you. You're like, does this chick really know they ain't mine?
Yeah.
I can't do none of that. So that's just me. I would just dip out. I couldn't do it. I could not do it. But that's just me.
Wow. You know what? You brought up some excellent points. She brought up some excellent points, Mr. Elias. I mean, you think about that. That is a forever reminder. If you even try to get past this point in your relationship, that little beady-eyed joker is going to be sitting there looking at you all the damn time.
Talking about what he wants. I want milk. Don't ask me.
Yeah.
Go find your daddy.
Yeah, see, that would be my response. That was my response.
Yeah,
oh, man, I'm not helping out.
On the kid. That kid didn't ask to be born and be a product of an affair.
Yeah, we understand that, but your emotions are your emotions.
Yeah.
Your feelings are your feelings.
Thank you.
I would have been mad. Yeah. I would have taken out on the kid. I would have been mean to the kid. I would have beat the kid or nothing like that. But what I'm telling you is, I would feel such a strong hatred towards you. For real, towards you, that I couldn't be in a relationship. It would do you or the kid no good to have me there.
But even if everything is back right, though. I mean, everything is back right. Everything is on point.
Apparently, it's not back right, though, Jay.
No, how do y'all of y'all didn't hear it? Yes, it is. I mean, the thing is that she had admitted to him, that she had the affair. And they worked through it, and they worked it out. She started getting sick. All of a sudden, the doctor said, look, you're pregnant.
That's the point.
Now,
it changed. Everything changed now.
I think it takes
you
back to square one.
I forgave you for stepping out on me because I know I was doing dirty. I can't forgive the extra person in the house for the next 18 years.
Rich sister.
No, you know, Momo's right. He forgave
the affair. Oh, let Rich sister
talk.
Be quiet. Yes, Rich sister.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just still stuff that clearly they need to work out. Because, I mean,
if this happened within all this period where he said he forgave her,
yeah,
then it should be forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said,
they
clearly have more that they need to work out as they do this.
But wait a minute, but let me ask you something. Let me press you on that, because if you and I, if I come to you and says, look, you know, I messed around, you know, baby, we good. We went to counseling for 2-3 weeks. We're back in we're in church. We're doing things. We're having dinner with friends. I mean, you know, this was 2 months ago. All of a sudden, she's like, I'm getting sick. You know, I don't know what's wrong. Go to the doctor. She's pregnant. Now, it could be his, but he don't think it's his.
Well, first of all, that's why I don't understand all this stepping out without protection. But anyway, if you're going to do that, can you protect yourself? You know,
well,
it's like people don't think, babe. It
says the woman whose protection is absent.
Yeah.
Forget how baby come when they step out. I mean, what's the deal? And I'm talking to her.
Yeah, but I don't think she's
anybody.
Listening. He's listening. But here's the deal. What I'm saying is, if you forgave the step out, this is a product of the step out. So if you forgave,
That ain't gonna work.
That's why they need to stay in counseling and work this out.
Yeah,
if
they
really
to
trying to forgive each other, now if they not, then oh well. I guess you got to have another.
Well, and you know,
that's really
I'm done.
Yo, Ernest, what?
Oh no, I'm sorry. You were cutting out. I honestly thought you had hit a period.
No, I wasn't saying anything.
Cut out
I was
my
sister. What were you saying?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh,
Ernest.
Me?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry. No, Rich's sister was cutting out. I thought she had come to a stop. That's why I started talking.
She's done.
Apologies.
That's what we said.
What
do you want to say?
I think he has to ask himself, is he willing to forgive this again, and is he willing to raise somebody else's child? Because no matter how much he forgives her, like Momo B had the perfect point. That reminder's always in the house. Does he have it in him to – I'm sure he would love the child. I mean, children are children. They're innocent. They are who they are, you know. It's not can he love the child, but can he look past where that child truly came from if it's not his? He says he's not sure, but it probably isn't. And if not, then he has to do what's right for him, because this is really not his issue in a lot of ways. This is between his wife and another man, unfortunately. This really isn't
his
business.
But it is his issue. That's his wife, Ernest.
In a lot of – not in every way, but in a lot of ways it's not. But he kind of holds – I think he kind of holds the – oh, my God. Dang it. You don't let me finish.
It's his wife. You said that it's between her and another. I'm trying to push you on that.
You're right.
He said, in a way,
because it is his wife. However, his wife is having a baby, somebody else's baby. So that's somebody else. They're going to be in the picture, too. So
oh, they're in the picture. I agree with you. Go ahead, Ernest. Finish your thought.
They're going to be trying to do their thing together.
No, you're right.
While you're sitting there wondering, like, oh, my God. I can't believe this. And there's going to be times where, mister, you're going to sit there and wonder, why did I do this? Why did I do this? Why did I do this? I can't believe I did this. I should have bounced a long time ago. Don't wait till the baby get attached to you and start knowing you and loving you and then decide you can't handle it. That's another thing you need to think about. If you're going to be there, but it's going to be hard. So you got to be prepared.
And
it ain't going to be
what
you
got. And what you got to think about, too. You talking about he done stepped out too.
I think
now,
that's what's getting
how,
him. I think that's what's
know,
hitting his
how
ass.
How he know he's not going to wind up with somebody coming to him with a package?
Well, I don't think he knows, but I think that's what's getting him. And
I love him,
but he was wrong for that. You know, she's a good person, and you know, and she got with her girlfriend. Probably like Mama B, girl. You know, he out there doing his thing. You might well go on and get your groove on too. And
put
she went out there and got her groove
with one of her girlfriends.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure her girlfriend got with it because she's a nice girl. She really and truly is. She put up
well,
with me.
She
sounds
amazing.
Left and right.
She
wait,
with the
wait.
Boy.
Sounds amazing.
She need to move on with old dude. She need to move on with the new dude if she's so nice.
Can I speak?
Yes, Vanessa, baby.
I love Momo.
Okay. First, Momo is white. But this is what I did. Now, the problem.
She's white.
On me. Okay.
Midnight.
Y'all ready?
Yes.
Okay, hello.
Yeah, we ready, baby. We ready.
Yes, ma'am.
We ready.
Okay, because I'm like, I could be going to have drinks somewhere. Anyway. I asked Bobby what he would do from a man's point of view, because I'm a female. I got a whole nother point of view.
Yeah.
I asked him when I got out the car, and he said, Vanessa, he screwed up. She screwed up. So if he's a man and he feels like he can deal with it, there's a reason to divorce her.
Ooh.
That's Bobby's point
Bobby
of view.
Said? Bobby said
what
that?
Bobby said, shocked me too. Bobby said he wouldn't see, because he said both of them was wrong. And he doesn't know what the other guy going to come home with. So that's Bobby's perspective. Mine is like Momo's.
Bobby,
are you going to throw this back up in her face when y'all get into an argument that innocent child is in the room? Okay, but then I got to go out for LES. LES said, I don't believe in abortions. Well, guess what, LES? I don't either unless it's rape. But in this case, I wanted my marriage to work, I would have to take it to the Lord and say, forgive me, and I would have to have an abortion.
No, you didn't.
Don't do that to her. That's her opinion. You can't do that.
Y'all, can I speak? I'm saying Vanessa. Because let me tell you something.
Right.
This going to get thrown back up in her face, and you can't tell me that it's not. When he gets angry, it's going back in her face. Now, if she want to hear it, listen to it, because it's coming back to bite her, then go right on ahead and keep it. But other than that, I would take it to God. I would ask for forgiveness, because they're going to put that child in a situation. Not saying your friend, Jay, is not a good person, but they're going to put this man in a situation where when he gets angry, or if the child say, Daddy, I want a new car, or the child out there smoking dope and drugs, or the child don't know where their daddy is. I'm being serious, y'all. I'm serious.
It was funny how you said it. I'm sorry.
It's the truth. It's going to happen.
Stop laughing,
so,
Jay.
I'm going to stop laughing.
All I can say is, y'all, is that I know a person in the situation where he took care of a child, paid for a child that wasn't his child. That child does not have a relationship with that man, and that child is just living out there. He's just out there. He doesn't have any kind of a decent life because he didn't have his true parents. Because they tried to make it work because they were married. You can't do that. And as far as you saying, Jay, she's a wonderful person, she might be. But a wonderful person don't go out and screw without protection.
No, I said she was.
That's what I just said.
Same thing.
She was a wonderful person.
Oh, okay.
You got these girls
that's
riled up, man.
I know. I mean,
your sister and Mama, I mistake what he said. Didn't he say she was a wonderful person?
I did. Okay. I said
she might be a wonderful person, but she's a wonderful person who could have gotten HIV and gave it to him. Could have gotten.
He could have done the same thing to her.
Disease and gave it to him.
But he didn't. He didn't get pregnant.
He can't get pregnant.
Just, y'all, wonderful people don't do that.
Pregnant.
Yeah, wonderful people don't do that, exactly. I don't know what woman you've been hanging around with.
Wonderful
Ryle,
people don't do that.
you can screw around all
you
day,
might be
but if you
to
ain't putting the rubber on it, then you are not a wonderful person.
I'm sorry, if you're going out and you're doing the same thing, I hope you got a balloon on yours, because wonderful people don't go out there and do that.
I know you didn't say a balloon.
She said a balloon.
Okay, let me ask you something then. Okay, now, hold up. Now, let's say, you're a wonderful person, right? You are a wonderful person, fly girl. Now, okay, something go down, Bobby out there giving everybody the Bobby dong, you know, the Bobby dong.
You're
going to
get her riled up now. You're going to get her
started. Hold on. But
no,
y'all work it out.
Y'all
worked it out, right? Everything's good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so now, all of a sudden, your friends say to you, you know, Bobby out there doing his thing, girl. You sitting at home, you know, by your damn self, ain't doing nothing. You need to get out.
That's the
on internet
problem.
Radio.
That's the first problem.
And you say, okay, you know what? I'm going to go ahead because Bobby done messed around with me 3 or 4 times.
That's the first problem.
What's the problem?
The problem is you should have handled that situation. If Bobby's messing around, if my man is messing around, that don't mean I should go out and mess around too. I don't understand why you think that's right.
So what do you do? You leave?
Situation. Yes, I'm going to leave, or I'm going to
he's going to face the wrath of Momo B.
Oh, you're going to get stabbed in the shoulder.
Listen, let me tell you something. If my man is running around town cheating on me, getting him back is not me going to sweep it up on somebody. That's not getting him back.
Oh yeah, we know. So we know what's going to happen to his ass.
Yeah, that makes you know better than the person who cheated on you. That makes you know better than them at that point. You're just as low as they are.
It's not a wonderful
nasty. Both of them were wrong.
And even if I was wonderful before, I'm not wonderful no more.
Oh man, whoa, 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 whoa.
Good old time wrongs don't make it right.
Don't bring me up to your level.
We're talking about you right now, man. So,
all I'm saying is, if your friend decides to stay, then your friend is a really good man. But your friend better know not to throw it back.
No, okay, man.
Well,
I'm on the air,
man.
I joke of calling me. I'm like, dude, we on the air. Dude, I'm on the air. Can't you hear me? Why are you calling?
You can love people all you want, and he might still love her and might stick around just to see if he could handle it. But that don't mean it's going to work. And you got to know yourself. We all know ourselves. We might try to check. Like, I've done a few things in my life where I said, I'm going to give it a try.
Oh, no
when
joke.
I knew it wasn't going to work. I knew it wasn't going to work, but I said, let me give this a try. You ain't got nothing to lose. But when you got children involved in this, you better think real hard. You better think real hard, especially when it's not yours. Stop, Jay.
You've done a lot of things in your damn life. Law-breaking ass. I've done a few things. You're going to feel the wrath of Momo B. Yeah, you're going to get stabbed in the damn shoulder with a damn fork and get hit by a damn car.
Listen.
What?
At the end of my day, when I do something in revenge for what somebody did to me, I'm not going to be carried away around for 18 years. I'm not going to be doing that. That's stupid. I'm going to do my thing. If only 18 years, I'll be doing this hard time.
All right, folks. Look, we're going to step out, take a break. Coming up on the other side of the break. We're going to break. Hello. Look at your watches. Look at your times. All right, look, we're going to break. After the break, folks, we're going to preview a song by Michael Jackson. Right, Ernest?
Yep, I got it all queued up already, and there's a new one coming out. I'll give you details on it on the other side of the break, but I love it. I really enjoy it, and I'll tell you some more about it when we come back.
All right, so that's coming up.
And we'll see what everybody thinks.
We haven't forgot that this or that game is coming, but I thought that my man calling me while we were on the air, I said, look, we're talking about you now, dog. And he's like, man, thank you very much. Good conversation. There you go. All right, we'll be back after this. Don't go nowhere, folks. It is the J. Ryle Show, 347-850-1272. QD, the question of the day is not a question of the day, y'all. And you can get with this or you can get with that. Mr. Elias, are you still with us?
Yes,
I know,
I
man,
am.
It's fight night for your ass.
Yeah,
hold
I'm
on,
cooking
brother.
My red beans and rice right now. I'm cooking my red beans and rice.
Yeah, I got to go marinate this steak during this break, too, baby. I got to marinate this damn steak. I mean,
that's
these ribs.
You should have been marinating that since yesterday, boo.
That's what I'm saying. You should let that go like 24 hours.
He don't know how to cook.
A real cook would know that.
Just because you can pile up a plate at the old country buffet, doesn't mean you know.
Hey, the hell with all y'all. Go to hell. Kiss my ass. The hell with all y'all.
How about
that?
With your 30-minute marinated steak, too, brother. How about that with your 30-minute steak? Get out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't know how to cook. Get out of here, really.
You don't know. You don't know diddly.
You know what? I don't like none of y'all. How about that?
Listen, you ain't at the top of our Christmas
club.
List either, big man.
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
Who next? Who the hell's next? Momo B, you said some smart kids. Get
your
ass out of here.
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
What'd you say, Mr. Elias?
Make me. I got to get my red beans and rice, man.
Get
damn,
your ass out of here, too. Get your ass out of here, mister. Get your ass out of here.
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
Who the hell is next? I'm waiting. Going once? Going twice. All right, folks. We're taking a break. We'll be back after this. Don't go nowhere. J. Ryle Show, 347-850-1272.
Recruiters will definitely do a search for you on Facebook. It's pretty standard practice now, but that doesn't mean you should let them see pictures from your weekend in Cancun. Put your Facebook account on the highest privacy settings possible. Hide those inappropriate wall posts. Make sure your profile picture looks professional and untag yourself from any photos you think a recruiter might frown upon. Don't forget that when you're job hunting, you've got an image to uphold.
Sir,
Have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The Jay Ryle Show and the serious side of The Jay Ryle Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me? Where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight, we're focusing our attention on New York. Police are looking for a 10-year-old boy from Brooklyn who they say went missing Wednesday night from a bus stop. Famad Kanay was last seen at around 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at the bus stop of Nostrand Avenue and Avenue V, police said. Kanay is 4 foot 2 inches tall, weighs about 99 pounds, and has brown hair and brown eyes. He was last seen wearing a blue sweatshirt, blue jeans, black sneakers, and carrying a blue and gray backpack. Anyone with information should call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-577-TIPS. Once again, that number is 1-800-577-TIPS or visit www.nypdcrimestoppers.com and leave the information there. And of course, if you cannot remember that detailed information, you can definitely call 911 and notify them of any suspicious activities. We pray for the safe return of young Famad, and if you have a child that you would like to see featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is go to Facebook and go to our Facebook page, TGRS Radio Network. Leave the information there. Send me a private message, JAYRIL, on Facebook, or you can email us direct at thejryleshow@live.com. That's thejrilshow@live.com. We have an update on one story that we brought you, and it's not good news. Police has confirmed that the earthly body found Friday in Trump Hill, Connecticut, is the body of the missing ECSU student, Alicia Wiley, who disappeared on April 20th, 2013. Our prayers for our family and our friends. She will never be forgotten and she will always be missed. And in closing, we pray for all people missing regardless of color. I'm Jay Rao, and you've been listening to Have You Seen Me? Sponsored by the TJRS Radio Network, online radio at its best. God bless. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
There's the next face you see.
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gents, back by popular demand.
It is Saturday.
Can you make my hair look like this?
Man, what you want to make your hair look like that for? Well, I like the way it hair. Wear it natural. That's good, man. You know, I wish more of the young children today would wear their hair natural like Dr. Martin Luther King did. That's right. You ain't never seen Dr. Martin Luther King with no Mr. Jerry curl on his head. Ain't that right?
Amen.
That guy ain't come walk around like that. You know, sweet, I met Dr. Martin Luther King once.
And you lying. You ain't never met Dr. Martin Luther King.
Yeah, I met Dr. Martin Luther King in 1962 in Memphis, Tennessee. I walk in that seat, minding my own business, just walking off, feeling good. I walk around the corner, man woke up, hit me in my chest, right? I fall on the ground, right? And I look up, and Dr. Martin Luther King, I said, Dr. King. He said, oops, I thought you were somebody else.
Oh, man, you lying. You ain't never met Martin Luther King.
Knocked the wind out of me. Yes, he did.
No, it didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he did not.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
It is Saturday.
Damn right, it is Super Saturday, Super Fight Saturday, hanging out with the very best in the biz, my boy, Mr. L.E.S., cooking those red beans and rice. What's up, Big Daddy?
Man, the red beans and rice are on, baby. They on. They got a little bite coming. Whoa, Lord, I'm
yummy.
Yummy.
Man, you don't know what you're doing, man. Get out the way. Get out the way!
Mind your business, baby. Mind your business.
Momo Beezy is in the house. What's up? Ow.
Live in the living color.
Live in the living color, baby. What color is it? Yeah, I know what color
red.
It is.
Red.
Same color as my Mercedes, my first one. Big E's in the house. What's going on?
All right. Listen, I'll eat Mr. Elias's beans and rice any day over your little 30-minute marinated steak. That man knows what he's doing.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
I mean, what you going to do? Pop it. What you going to do? Put it in a Ziploc bag and pop it in the microwave next? Ugh, unprofessional. Just because you can load up a plate at the Old Country Buffet doesn't mean you know how to cook, brother. Doesn't mean you know how to cook.
Mm. Yeah, I know how to hit mute buttons, though. How about that? Sit your ass down. How about
hey, man,
that one,
get on
Ernest?
Us off of mute, man. Get on us off of mute.
Yeah, whatever.
He's
yeah,
just speaking the truth, dog. He's speaking the
yeah,
truth.
Yeah, whatever. Shut
you
up,
ugly
shut
bastard.
Up. Oh, oops, boop, you're gone again. All right, so Vanessa's in the house. What's up, Vanessa?
Hey, baby. How y'all doing?
You still?
Ooh, baby. She called me baby. Hey, girl. Yeah. Rich sister's in the house as well. What's up, Rich sister?
How's everyone doing?
Apple
everyone's
pie.
Doing fine. We have apple pies. Everyone heard us thinking the same thing. We have apple pies and Chevrolets waiting for everyone. Hi, Beaver Cleaver.
He's a Chevrolet.
Oh my God.
Oh,
all right, look.
Hysterical.
If you're just joining us, folks.
Apple pie and Chevrolet.
You haven't missed the death of that game. We were talking about a situation. And I was talking to my buddy during the break, and he said he's very appreciative of all the information. He's going to take all that in consideration, and he's going to let me know what his answer is. He was very
well,
happy
to hear.
Let's
know if he
dropped that heifer. Yeah, he was very happy to hear from the females. So, you know, it's always good to get a female's perspective, especially from Bobby Jones. All right, so this, folks, tonight is, you know what we're doing. It's the This or That game. Coming up also, I wish, on a Mayweather fight night Saturday. So, you know, listen, without any further ado, it's time to get into the QOD, the question of the day. And the question of the day, like we said before, is not really a question per se. It's one of our favorite games. We do games here on the show. You know, we do TGR's Jeopardy. But this one, people loved when we did it, so it's time to do it again. Can you get with this? Can you get with that? I'm going to ask you a question. Or two questions. The This or That man will ask you a question, and he's going to ask you which way you're going to go. So that's security, the question of the day. We're playing the This or That game. And for a change, we're going to go, we're going to do something different, Mr. Elias. We're not coming to you first. You know, you got your red beans and rice and all that stuff going on. We're going to go to the very infamous. And when we say infamous, you know what that damn means.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Very infamous.
Ernest.
No.
Mom out.
We're coming to Momo B.
I'm out.
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's time, Momo B. Are you ready, Momo B, to play the This or That game?
Yes, I am.
All right, Momo B, here it is. You just robbed a bank.
Right.
You got money. You looking good. You robbed the bank. You took off, baby. You got about $50,000 in your hand and another $100,000 buried in your damn backyard. Everything went well. Everything looked good until you get a knock on your door. Boom, 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 boom. A homeless guy walks up and says, are you Momo B? Who's asking? Let me rephrase the question. Are you the lady that robbed that bank 2 weeks ago? Well, let me tell you. I know you are the lady that robbed that bank. So here's the deal, lady. Either you give me and my homeless buddies a rap on the microphone, I'm going to tell the police that your ass stole the damn money. So either you can take care of us, me and my homeless buddy, by giving us a ding-dong sandwich kissing.
Nasty. So nasty.
Or we're going to tell the damn police what you did, so I'm going to be...
You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Momo B, what you gonna do, baby? Are you going to jail? Or are you gonna rap on the microphone? Two homeless dudes.
Wait a minute. I'm confused. Do they mean they want some of my money or they want
No, baby. They want some of your lips. They want them precious lips.
Get the hell out
of on their microphone.
You are stupid. Number one, I'm not rapping on nobody's microphone.
Hey,
number two, they will never make it to the precinct. I guarantee you that.
Oh, ain't nobody gonna miss them either.
Damn shame what happened to Flip. So in other words, you're not taking this or that, you're just going to do an it. You're going to kill his ass, huh? You're going to kill him.
Right.
All day.
Exactly.
That's not a part of the damn situation.
Well,
you're making up another word.
I'm sorry, because I can't do this and I can't do that.
But I can do this. Pow!
That's right.
You better break yourself. Oh, damn. 347-850-1272 is a damn shame what happened to Flip. It's a damn shame what happened to Flip. We played a this or that game.
Crazy.
You can get in if you want to.
You try to play me.
I can't believe that. So not only are you going to have bank robbery on your damn agenda, now you're going to have murder, too.
Might as well.
When they catch your ass, you gone.
You ain't coming back. At the same time, you rob federal and state same time, so I might as well go out with a bang.
You're going out with a bang, too. And state at the same time.
Yes. You rob them, actually, that's bedtime. That'll give you 20 years just for crack cocaine. So I might as well off this homeless dude and try to make it.
She said I might as well try to off this homeless dude and try to make
it. Do you want me to suck on your busty old dirty stinking? Please get out of here with that.
Oh, my God. I'm clutching the pearls right now.
Are you trying to tell me? Okay, Ernest, would you? Ernest?
What are you asking me for?
Well, you know, you suck on ding-dong sandwiches for a living. I just want to get your perspective.
First of all, I'm not a whore. I don't suck on anything for a living. Second of all, I'd
stop
lying.
You hang out of
the
damn bar.
You
sing out of the damn bar, so stop it. Stop it.
Hey, I didn't get paid for that. I offered up my services. I'd shoot your ass before I shoot them homeless people for asking that stupid-ass question. Ain't nobody going to miss you either, except for the old people.
This show took a
wrong turn, man. Oh, my God.
You a nasty mother sucker.
Shut your mouth.
I don't know where you got this question from, J-Rob, but I think there's more cursing to come.
Hold on, did he
come? So nasty.
I was laughing too loud. I didn't hear
nasty.
Him.
Nasty.
I don't know where you found this question at, but I guarantee you there's going to be more cursing to come.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Look, Eva J has a question for the crew. Eva J wants to know something. Eva J wants to know that she is a white chick, apparently, and she's dating a black dude. She wants to know if she can tell her racist-ass daddy. Eva, we talked about that last week, girl. You late.
Yeah, go listen to the archives on that one.
Yeah, you late, Eva.
You find out everything you need to know.
But the short answer is, do you, girl. Do you, and don't worry about nobody else.
Yeah, apparently he's doing her. You know, those white girls, man, they take that chance with that ding-dong sandwich. But them brothers, boy, them men, dick, look here. You know he bad when you make him go against your own damn daddy.
You know what's going to happen. She's going to ride with him. She's going to be put on the street. No future. No. No future. No, she ain't going to be X out of the world. She's going to be put on the street. And then you better hope Jaquan is a ride or die. You better hope he's worth
Jaquan,
it.
Jaquan, all damn. Jaquan, that's probably his name,
you
too.
You better hope he's worth it. That's all I got to say because, you know.
And you probably spelled him with the number 7 or something, too.
That's my brother, and I know that
I'm brothers don't even care, man.
He ain't worth a damn. That's right, girl. You better be careful.
Jaquan.
You don't know what you're playing with.
Tell him to put his damn pants up, too, while you're talking to his ass. All right, look, before the break.
Yeah, because he looks like he's got a full diaper. Tell him to pull his pants up.
No ass hanging out.
Before you roll up in daddy house, raising your hand, throwing up gang signs, you better make sure you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I got to say. Make sure you know what you're doing.
Oh, girl. White girls be getting strung out. Them brothers be strung. I bet you. Hey, Eva, do you have a big booty? Because that's the only damn white girls that brothers talk to. One's a big booty. You must got a big booty, girl. I'm going to go through your profile and see if I can find a booty picture.
She might just have big old tatas.
Well, you know, brothers like them big. Let me tell you something, man. I always, this is no lie, and I hate to say this. The views and opinions of what I'm about to say is mine and mine alone. Every time I see Miss Elias, this is no lie. Every time I'm in a store and I see a big booty white girl, next thing you know, I see a little damn Marco color baby following her ass. That's a brother. Brothers don't waste no time, man. They be on them, boy.
Yeah.
A little damn baby, a little half black baby right behind her ass.
I'm on it.
There are fat white chicks and mulatto babies all around New York, trust me.
Pennsylvania, because that's all you're going to see.
Oh, damn. And the Amish is in Pennsylvania. All right, Serena.
What are you going to see up in there?
Sirena.
They're keeping Walmart in business up here.
Is it Sirena? Anyway, Sirena said we were going to play the Michael Jackson song. You're right, Sirena. So listen, Ernest.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, let's do it. We said after the break, and apparently she wants to hear it. All right, so Ernest, you said that you have the latest from MJ. Look, let me ask you something first. Before we do this.
Sure.
Now, on Magic 102 here in Houston, on Monday, they're doing what they call a Cinco de Michael Day. They're going to play nothing but Michael Jackson music. Now, am I missing something? I thought Michael Jackson died in July, and his birthday's in August. Is there anything going on that we're missing?
He died in June, not July, but you're close.
I thought he died in June. You're right. He died in June.
June 09, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
you're right.
Well, here's the thing that this song that's out, he worked on this a very, very long time ago, probably around the time of Off the Wall, and it was Thriller. And he worked on it with Paul Anka, who co-wrote it. I think it was Paul Anka. Was it Paul Anka who co-wrote the song "This Is It" that they put out? You know, when that movie and all that. So anyway, L.A. Reid, who heads up Epic Records, put together this project, pulled in Timberland, J-Rock, Rodney Jerkins on one song, and put these songs together. A lot of the original analog elements are in it, and they what they called contemporized them. And I was a little nervous. I'm a big MJ fan like everybody else, and it's like, don't mess with stuff. But when I heard this song, I'm like, you know what? This is pretty good. It sounds exactly like something. To me, it sounds like a B-side off the Wall. That's what it sounds like to me. It's got that great disco sound. It's wonderful. The album comes out next Tuesday. It's got 8 songs on it. The deluxe version will have the 8 songs that's been contemporized and the same songs in their original demo versions, plus one more bonus track and 2 videos on a DVD. It'll be out May 9th, and That's what I'm buying. It's a deluxe edition. But this is called Love.
All right, hold on. Don't play it yet. Ernest, hold it. Don't play it just yet. I have a question for you.
Not going to?
So, once again, did I miss something? Is something going on with Michael Jackson? Is there something going on or the 30th anniversary or something? Why are they doing this? I don't understand why they're doing this.
I think it's just music that they have found and they want to release. They want to put out some unreleased music.
Yeah.
No, Ernest, I'm saying that the radio station here is playing Michael Jackson all day. And I'm wondering, is there an anniversary going on?
They're celebrating. No, they're celebrating. The album comes out May 9th.
Right.
The release?
Cinco de Mayo. The 5th is going to be, is it the 5th on Monday? Is that correct? You said, yeah, the 5th is Monday. So it's just really just a reason to celebrate the album coming up. And, you know, Cinco de Mayo is clever in name, and so that's probably why. It's just
okay,
a way to
maybe
else to get a party started.
So it's like the release there.
Irish.
It's for the release of the Michael Jackson. Okay, that's what
it is. Yeah, that's probably what this radio station is doing. They're just celebrating it on their own. They're just like, hey, Michael Jackson, they're putting out new Michael Jackson music. Let's celebrate that. So that's what they're doing probably.
All right, so let's listen to it. All right, so what is this called, Ernest?
Yeah, hit it.
By the way, this was previously recorded by Johnny Mathis, but this is called Love Never Felt So Good. Yeah, and I'm going to play, it's under 4 minutes, but I'm going to let it go through the first chorus so we can get a good feel, and then I'll pull the volume down.
No, play MJ, man. The hell wrong
with you?
You
play
MJ?
Okay, all right, I didn't know.
We stopped the show
it's
for Michael.
It's under 4 minutes, so, yeah, we should have time on the other side before we go to break. Okay, this is called Love Never Felt So Good from the upcoming album Escape by Michael Jackson.
Like you, oh, me, oh.
so good.
Never felt so good.
Yeah, yeah. Never felt so good. Never felt so good.
That's Love Never Felt So Good, the new song, old song from Michael Jackson, and the new album called Escape. And oddly enough, Escape was an outtake from Invincible, I think, or Dangerous. It was a more recent song that Rodney Jerkins worked on. But that, to me, is just classic Michael Jackson. What do you guys think?
I like that. I like
that. Yeah, I do, too.
Don't you love it?
Yeah, I like that. I'm not going to lie to you. That's pretty funky.
Yeah, I should tell you that the bonus track, you know, the deluxe edition has the eight tracks and then the eight tracks in their demo form. The bonus track is actually that song as a duet with Justin Timberlake. Not so bad.
Yes.
It's not bad, but I can do with. I love Justin Timberlake, but I can do without the duets. It sounds a little forced, you know, and a little too purposeful. I think I kind of prefer this one a little more because it's just so pure Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
It's just
that's it right there.
It's right
I
on the ball.
I
want
to say something. I heard about this song. I would say like maybe what was it? I don't know, maybe 3 days ago. You know, I saw people post on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm loving the new Michael Jackson song. Oh, I'm loving Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And I didn't listen to the song. I did because I wasn't in the right spot to listen to it. If I want to listen to the song,
right.
I got to be in my own home and just sit down and just
with your own old ass box.
Because
I got you. Yeah, on cassette.
Put that old ass boombox with
the
incense on top.
This is the funny thing that you get ready to pop your crap, but I'm going to tell you, this is the funny thing about it. So I said, I'm going to be home when I hear it. So I didn't hear it purposely out in the streets and doing whatever I'm doing. I said, I'm not listening to it. Did you hear it? Now listen to it. I'm going to take it home. Now, I'm home.
What'd you think?
Now you think, oh, let me play this. And when I heard it on the phone, just listening through the phone, I'm like, So what I did was I put the phone on mute. I went to YouTube. I started playing the first version of with the Justin because I was like, oh, okay, this might be a little hotter. I listened to that. I was like, I cut that off halfway. I said, we go back to the original, play the original. And I'm not in my living room. I'm not in my bedroom. I'm doing this playing on my old ass box you keep talking about. I'm with high definition sound. You know, audio is going on around. So
what'd you think of the song, Momo?
Yeah, is that going to come up anytime soon?
On,
or?
Are you going to say that?
You know what? Let me tell you this.
They call it Prince.
When you ask me a question, you already know what's going down. So I don't know why you interrupt me.
Well, then, stop talking about Dr. Prince Lodi. You're just as bad as she is. Go ahead.
It's time to go to break.
Go to break, and I'll be right here when you get back.
Well, we know it.
She said, I'll be right chill when you get back. So going to break ain't going to stop nothing.
Hey, let's go to break, man. Let's go to break.
You watch it.
Miss Elliott, cue the break, man. Just do it.
My job is to talk. Go.
Hold on. You caught me off guard. I didn't expect you to go to break. Miss Elliott said, we going to damn break. Mama B, I'll be right chill. When you get back, right here.
Yeah. All right, we're stepping out.
He got to turn his red beans and rice.
Yeah, I know, he's trying to get that. Yeah, and I got to get back to my damn steak that's marinated.
Yeah, oh, please, you shut up.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Oh,
again, sort of like we used to do. Cause you know it's overdue. Maybe we can, if you ain't got other plans, I know something we can do. Girl, you know it's overdue.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
And you believe it, yo? The third final set of the J. Rouse Show is here.
Point blank, it is what it is.
Yo, fellas, make it do what it do, yo.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Say hello to my little friend!
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working.
What's up?
347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Welcome back to the third and final set. Oh, I'm sorry, third set of the J. Ryle Show, Sugar.
Mr. LES,
man, take the rundown for me, brother. Take the rundown for me. I got people at my door.
Mr. LES ain't here.
Who? Are you talking to me?
Well, I'm back now. Damn, I tried to hit. Look, we was trying to do like popping. You know how you do popping like Jeffrey Daniels? You know, you slide it to me and I give it to you? Well, you missed it, Miss Elias. You messed up the damn Boogaloo line. You messed up the Boogaloo line. All right, listen, coming up tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock a.m., it is the serious side of the J-Rod Show. Happens every Sunday morning right here on the TGRS Radio Network online radio at its best. Me, Miss Elias. Dr. Prince's Audilia, and of course, Jerome Esprit from EspritRadio.net. It's a great conversation. Ordinary people have an intelligent conversation. It's the serious side every Sunday on the TGRS Radio Network. Wednesday it is. Who's Who's Wednesday? 7:30 p.m. Central. Me, Miss L.E.S., Momo, BZ, and the Heezy. Vanessa, Miss Terry, Rich Sister, Miss L.E.S., Dr. Prince's Audilia. Folks, it's a great show. Come on in. Plus, the Listener Lounge happens. And the Listener Lounge happens every Wednesday as well. All right, Thursday nights, it is the True Purpose Development Show with Dr. Prince's Audilia, the Queen of Inspiration. Stop on in. Get that conversation. It's a good show. Check it out. Friday nights, It is Ladies First Radio, Montu, Dr. Prince's Audilia, and Rich Sister. Check those ladies out. It's good stuff. Good stuff, good stuff. And, of course, every Saturday I'm here with everyone that's here now for the Saturday edition of the J. Ryle Show. Big E, man, talk to us, man. What's going on at ERN?
Man, we are going through some changes on ERN. I had to fire my other host. So we're down a couple of shows, but we're still around, and I got some stuff on the burner trying to cook up. So there will be some changes at ERN, but we are still on the air, and you can still find out everything you need to know if you go to ErnestRadioNetwork.com. We are still highlighting the best in independent music, one artist, one CD at a time, every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's Music Monday. Yours truly is on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, for the Earnest Experience Radio Show. I am joined by the fantasticness that is Momo B. Oftentimes, Rich Sister will show up. Miss Terry is there. And, you know, it's adult conversation by adults for adults. And we always have a great time. We have a listening lounge, and it is not to be missed. And on Saturday, ERN simulcast live, I'm joined by J. Ryle, Mr. LES, Momo B, Miss Terry, and the whole crew for Saturday edition. It is the funniest show you will hear on radio all week long. That's 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central. Now, you can find out that and a whole lot more and everything that's coming up on ERN. We'll keep you posted by going to ErnestRadioNetwork.com. You can find our Twitter there, our Facebook there, and a few more things. So we will see you there. Thank you for standing by during the changes. It's going to be a good thing. I'm at peace about it, and that's all. Back to you.
Appreciate that, man. I know it's good stuff. It's always a challenge when you're trying to make some changes, but, you know, the bottom line is it's good conversation, it's good television, it's good radio, I should say. So check out ERN. Good stuff. Momo B, baby, talk to us, girl. We can we get this?
Well, I was talking to everybody except for you, J-Rod. Everybody come and join me on the explosion featuring the evolutionary Momo B every Friday night at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's when it all goes down. You know when you hold your breath and hold your tongue all week and you need somewhere to release? Come on over to the explosion, because that's one place out of maybe like three that I know that you can just keep it real and say what the heck you want without getting handcuffed or going to jail or being muted. So, yes, come on over to the explosion. That,
except
that
she muted everybody
skin.
Last night.
Yeah, because y'all was. Anyway, that is a must. So come on over. We got a lot of fussing and cussing, but we do it with love. We do it with love. But the backbone behind my show is you say and you do what you feel. So if you feel it in your heart, you can say it, express it. Express yourself. You got to be you. Express yourself. I love it. I love it. Please don't explode him, boo. Come on over. 917-889-7866. 917-889-7866. blogtalkradio.com/mumbo-b. Friday night, 10:30. Love ya.
Woo, I love you too, girl. All right, listen now. Rich Sister, talk to us, baby.
Well, if you want any info about me, about Thoughts the Vision, you can check me out at what I like to call my one-stop shop. You can go to www.jackieap.com. Once again, that's www.jackieap.com. Check it out.
All right, and tell us about what's going on with Caliwood as well.
By Chevrolet.
Well, definitely any info that, of course, you need about Ms. Cassandra Calloway. If you need info about the radio show, if you want to use her as a host, an MC, a DJ, or, of course, she is an established artist. If you need any info about buying some artwork or using her in an art show, there's one place to go for her, and that's her website, www.cassandracalloway.com. That's CassandraCalloway.com.
We're loving it. All right, and, of course, Monday through Friday from 10 to 12. Once again, all time central. It is Kings in the Morning with Light Skin, Johnny Graham Cracker Davis, Robert Redwine, Simi DLW, and of course the cousin preacher Lenny Lynn and Sweet T Spence. I tell you, if you want to laugh, check those guys out. It happens every Monday through Friday on the J King Network, and of course we're there every Wednesday on the J Ryle Show doing our thing there as well. 347-850-1272. Let's reset the table for you. To kill the question of the day, we're really playing the this or that game, but I have another question.
Still doing that?
Yeah, we are, but you know, but it's all the show is for the peeps. You have to understand, we are here to entertain the people, and when the people have questions, then you know we kind of take questions, and so
we can't
have another question.
People.
Yeah, we do it for the people, baby. Remember that it's all about the people. It's all about the peeps. Damn it,
we're doing it
about.
For the children.
The children, I believe that children are our future. All right, listen. Here's a follow up. With something that young lady has an adopted kid.
Ooh.
She wants to know when should she tell the kid that he or she is adopted. You know, I think you should tell the kid as soon as possible. You know, I'm just keeping it real. But, you know, she has a problem with that. This kid now is 19, and she's concerned about telling the child.
Oh,
now, we had something
Lord.
Similar to this with my boy, but, you know, the kid's 19 now. And so... You know,
she's overdue.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. It's too late.
She's way overdue. You know, it's one thing to tell him all along, like you said, which isn't a bad idea if it's worked right. But by the time he's hit 17 or 18 and was coming into his adulthood legally, he has the right to know. And he's 19 now. She needs to just let it out of the bag, because whatever's going to happen. Just the longer she waits, the worse it could get. Just let it out and handle it as it comes.
I didn't know. I didn't hear what you said, apparently, because I was, you know. Anyway, what was the question? No, I'm sorry. My
we were asking. No, no. Here's the deal. She has a 19-year-old kid that's adopted, and she's been struggling when to tell this kid, you know, kid is, you know, whatever.
I
so
can't,
now,
you know what? I can't mess with her. Because if I had an adopted child, you know when you have children, J-Ralph, when children are in, like, kindergarten, first grade, max, they go through all this different, why do I look different from him, the white boy sitting next to him? Why do, when you ask all these what, why do I questions, why do I look different from him, why is he have straight hair, why is he right here, whatever, when they ask all these questions right here, that is the age when they ask so many questions. my children asked so many questions between, I would think the years of 4 and 7, where I was sick. I'm like, oh my God, I wish it would just stop. But that's the, those are the ages where you just, okay, here you go. Now, when you want to know something, if I had to adopt a child, I would tell them between the ages of 4 and 7, because those are the years that they ask all the questions, and those are the years that
4 and 7? Did you say 4 and 7?
Yes, I said 4 and 7. Let me tell you this. If you don't know what I'm talking about, when people, if the child doesn't look nothing like you or the rest of your family, and they want to know why their hair is curly or why their hair is straight or why their hair is thick or whatever the question is, then this is a perfect time to tell them, I didn't have you like I had if you have other children. You was not born to me like you were born. You didn't come out of my belly. You came from somebody else's family. We took you in because your mother, whatever you want to say, whatever the case is, I don't know what the case is. No, I'm not going to make stuff up. I don't know what the case is. So whatever the case is, that's your business. Tell them. But the point of the matter is you must tell them. But you're in this family now, and we love you just the same. He would or she would appreciate that so much more than going through their whole entire life living a lie. Because when you get older, that's a whole different thing. You can't spin that no other way, but we lied to you this whole time.
Thank you, Momo B.
He lied to you the whole time.
I disagree with that.
That's
Miss
Terry.
Hold on, let's tell Miss Terry. Hey, Miss Terry, what's happening, girl?
Hi, Miss Terry.
Hey, I was calling.
Oh, what you doing? You rest? What you doing? What you doing? Putting the groceries in your car? What you doing?
I have a birthday party.
I have my daughter's birthday party.
Oh, how old is she?
10.
Oh,
happy birthday,
happy birthday to your daughter.
Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I just want to call and tell you that because Momo B said, where am I? I'm trying not to cuss on your show. Where am I?
Yeah,
and I'm
doing
a birthday party. But I will.
And I was going to tell him, but we haven't got to a stopping point. I was going to tell him where you were since you sent me a message a few minutes ago. But
let me show you how my birth material. She didn't have a protocol in, but she was showing Facebook posting.
But I will tell you, since I am an adopted child,
ooh,
she has waited too late. She needs to accept whatever backlash she gets.
Thank you. Yes.
Because she should have been done told this child that. And she better have
all the
information.
So you think there's
going to
be backlash?
And she better have all the information about where he came from and his family, because he's going to ask the child is going to ask questions. So
do you think there's
going to
be backlash?
Yes. Yes.
Of course.
I was 12 when I found out. My kind of already knew anyway, because I didn't look like nobody in the family. And my cousins used to be trying to talk to me like, what is your girlfriend and boyfriend?
On.
No, girlfriend and boyfriend. I was like, why are y'all doing this? I'm your cousin. But everybody knew but me.
No, to hear you
oh
ain't, girl.
My God.
We want to ride that
you
big
know?
Old booty.
And
oh, my bad.
So,
sorry. Yeah.
And so I was kind of hurt because I was like, well, I had great parents, both a dad and a mom, but I was kind of hurt because I was like, why did everybody lie to me and everybody else
right.
knew? You know
go.
What I'm saying? That was
there
just like a slap in the face. And I have issues of, you have a lot of issues when you find out you're adopted, because the bottom line, somebody gave you up as a child, regardless of the situation they had, you feel abandoned inside,
Yeah, he must be in a damn wind tunnel or something, damn. But let me ask you this, though. I know.
I'm glad I caught you on a fucking show.
You know what? I'm not tired of you. You know that?
I like that.
I called you a little funky child.
I
had to call
you
a damn child.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. I had to call you a little funky.
You little circus act. You little circus
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I had to call this
Jay,
man.
I'm not
I could be out and do it myself with my kids.
I'm not talking about Elias. I'm talking about Jay.
I know. Yeah, I know. Everybody know what you're talking about. I know. Everybody knows. But let me ask you this. Okay, if someone tells you this at 19, right? You're 19.
Mm-hmm.
Someone tells you this. Can't mm-hmm. you go back and say to yourself, okay, they may have not told me when they were supposed to tell me, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's love and, you know, can you go back?
You
can, but can you come back and say, look, bottom line is that they did tell me. And so,
yeah,
you know,
you'll eventually get to that point, but you're going to be pissed off. And you're going to get, and the parent need to get to the pissed off part, too. Because you'll get to that part. I got to that part where I accepted I had a wonderful family and everything. Yeah. But, you know, y'all lie. Yeah, that's a lie. Okay, who are you trying to protect? Because what if something would have happened? You know, this whole time that I go to the hospital, I'd be like, oh, my mom has high blood pressure. Oh, my dad has. And my, you know, I'm thinking I'm part of this family. And in reality, I'm not.
Uh-huh.
So in medical reasons, I need to know. So something happened to that kid right now. And what? Then you going to tell him?
Everybody needs to know everything. It is crazy. Because why would you tell your child that at a young age?
Yeah.
And my thing
but
is...
But would they understand at a young age? So why would you tell them at a young... Would they understand at a young age?
Yes, they do, because young kids, you can bring adoption to young kids and say, you know, you're adopted, and, you know, and have them grow up knowing that.
That's all you need.
It just becomes part of who they are. It's something that if they always know it, they're not going to know any different.
Yes.
But I don't know about the whole you lied to me thing, because it's an interesting thing. They can say that, but then again, they're not the parent. They weren't the one in the birth parent's place.
They're not the one in the adopted parent's place.
They don't understand that side of it. Granted, you were lied to, but you still had a home. You could have been anywhere.
That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You go through
it's
those feelings.
I think it's a balance. Well, it does matter to some extent, but I think it's a balancing act on everybody's part. But I agree
but
with everybody. 19 is way too damn late to be telling
anybody.
And another thing,
anything that child or as a young adult says, you really can't do nothing but sit there and listen, because you should have told the truth in the first place, and we wouldn't be sitting in this situation. Don't get upset with the child. Don't get upset with the child when they have certain issues about how you handle it. Don't get upset with that child.
Yeah, you can't get upset with the kid over that.
You can't get upset with that. But I'm going to say this before I hang up. Let me tell you this little story before I hang up. My cousin, this is how I found out I was adopted. He said something happened. We owned a store. And I used to do the candy department. And he was like, he wanted some free candy. And I said, no, you ain't gonna get no free candy. You gotta pay for it. He said, well, you adopted anyway. You ain't even really part of this family anyway. So
I deserve more than you did.
Yes, he did. I said, oh, really? Oh. And then, you know, of course, I'm young. I'm crying and everything. That's really how it happened. It came out. So
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
That is messed up.
Yeah.
I thought he was like, you ain't married. Yeah, but you ain't my cousin. Anyway, don't give me some of that big old
badonkey. You can't fault him because children talk the truth. He probably didn't even know that she didn't know.
He didn't know.
He probably didn't know, and that's what I'm saying.
No.
Everybody in the family know, but this one little girl don't know that she's adopted. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. If you want to save yourself as an adult, if you adopted a child, the best thing for you to do is to tell that child when they are young. Because even if you think they don't understand it, I don't know what you think. Because the first day I adopt the little baby, I'm going to be like, I love you, you're adopted tonight. I'm going to tell you that.
Thank you.
Straight up.
Anyway, I got
to
go. I got
to
go, you guys. I gotta go.
Thank you, Miss Terry. Thanks for checking in. Go ahead, Mama B.
Thank you for stirring the pot.
Okay, bye.
And then leaving. Bye. All right. Go ahead, Mama B.
Whatever.
No. I'm telling you that the parents should, and I would think that parents would know by now. Come on. You gotta tell me, as much as movies are on TV, as much as after school specials is going on, don't you look at things? Don't you know? You need to tell your children friends. Because when you tell them at a younger age, this is the benefits you get. They don't understand really what's going on, but you still tell them. Because if you wait till later, it's going to be a whole different repercussion. Now, if you're young, I'm telling you, this is not your real family where you came from. I didn't give birth to you like I did with your siblings. But I got you from your mother. You got a whole different mother, but you live with us now, and we love you. And when you see how much we love you and you see how we treat you so nice and so special, you may think, I don't know who my real parents are over time, but I do know that I'm getting love right here. That's what I know. I don't know where my real mom is. I don't know where my real dad is, but I do know that I'm getting love right here. And if you want to grow older and look for them and do whatever you want to do, okay, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. But when they get older, even if they felt love growing up, even if they felt comfort and love and all that stuff growing up at 19 years old, they're not going to think back and think about all the love they got and all the comfort they got. They're going to think about how you lied to them. Everything you gave me.
They will eventually. They will eventually.
All the cousins came and looking at them and all strange and how they look different and how this one didn't get them nothing because they knew they wasn't really part of the family. They're going to look back at all of that, whether it was real or not. They're going to perceive stuff that happened as, oh, I wasn't really part of the family. That's why you bought such and such a car, and I never got one. They're going to look at all of that way. So, it's easier.
I don't think that's necessarily true for everybody. That might be your thing, but that's not everybody's thing.
But listen, it's easier. I'm going to tell you the truth. It's easier to tell the truth and let the kids grow up loving you and realizing where they come from than to try to backpedal for 19 years and trying to defend yourself.
So that's what you did with your child?
Why I didn't say that. Why? Who the fuck is talking? What are you really talking about now? Okay.
No, I just asked. Is her son adopted? Is this what she did with her son?
No,
or is it her son?
No, why would you say that? Why would you say
I'm just
that?
Asking for perspective because
no,
you act like you got the answer for me. I'm just asking
no
for perspective.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Y'all two, once again.
I'm just asking. She has the answer. I'm going to say, where are you getting that from? Because, I mean, there's a lot of people. I don't disagree with Momo B, but I also think that there's a lot of people in very different situations with adoptions and families, and who knows what the outcome. Somebody could be mad. Some kid could say, you know what, it doesn't matter that I'm adopted because I have had a great family. So what? You know, I don't want to look for those people. They gave me up. I don't care who they are. Or it could be, you lied to me for 19 years. Now what? It could be anything. So 19 years is too long to wait, but, you know, I think it could happen a million different ways. There's not just one way about it. That's all.
All right, folks, listen, we're going to take a break here. Matter of fact, tell you what, we just got so much stuff going on. It is fight night Saturday. And so I think we're going to shut it down early. I mean, we just going to have to because I got folks running in and out of here, and I'm like, oh, damn, you know. I'm the host with the most.
One time we're going to show the showdown because I want to finish with Ernest before I go.
You got people coming over? Listen, Mama.
Yeah, I sure do.
I don't know what you're talking about. No, I want to do it right here. You start the fight right here and Walmart.
Okay, we're going to break.
I was asking a question.
All right, we're going to break. We ain't listening to this mess, y'all, too. All right, we're going to break.
The Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida. State of Florida versus George Zimmerman. Verdict, we the jury find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Hi, I'm Jay from the Jay Ryle Show. And the one thing that the George Zimmerman verdict should have shown us was, even though this nation elected a black man into the White House twice, we have a long way to go. So don't get mad. Get involved.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
A couple of weeks ago, I was playing at a casino in Mississippi, which, by the way, is the only place in America where you can shoot craps and doves within 10 feet of each other. And I was standing off the side of the stage, and one of the stagehands said, man, what are them boots made out of? I said, they're Stingray. He said, are they waterproof? No, he drowned. That's how I came about getting them. And not only did I buy blue Stingray boots, I wore them out of the store. See, that's another big redneck trait. We buy something, we're going to wear it within 24 hours. Just because you see a redneck come out of a store without a bag doesn't mean we didn't make a purchase. You didn't get nothing? No, I got some underwear. I just put it on in.
But I have always admitted to being a redneck. To me, the definition of redneck is a glorious absence of sophistication. And it can be temporary or it can be permanent, but most of us are guilty of it, at least from time to time. Then not long ago, I was reading this magazine article where somebody claimed that there was a shortage of sophisticated people in this country, which I took to mean there was an abundance of people like me. And I started thinking about the differences, and they are vast, y'all. Like, sophisticated people invest their money in stock portfolios. Rednecks invest our money in commemorative plates. Yeah, that's the Legends of NASCAR series right there. It's probably our personal favorite, Richard Petty hugging his mama. I can't hardly look at it without crying. Of course, that's Dale Earnhardt. He wasn't in a wreck or nothing. That's just some ketchup on his forehead. See, rednecks thinks mutual funds means everybody's having a good time. Sophisticated people have retirement plans. Rednecks play the lottery. That's our plan. And when we hit the pick six, we're going to add a room onto the trailer so we don't have to sleep with Jim's daddy no more.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Hold up, wait a minute, let us put some
All right, folks, listen, we have 3 minutes to wrap it up. We're going to shut it down early because I know Mr. Elliott's got bacon beans going. I got folks up in here messing with me. And I'm like, okay, all right. It's fight night Saturday. We're sorry about the inconvenience, but, we think we gave you enough
you
to make
you
laugh. Now, okay, y'all have 3 minutes to finish whatever the hell y'all got going on. Go.
You got people at your house?
Yeah, that's what it means. Usually that's what it means.
Oh,
you
you're
have
hosting.
People over
well,
here.
I was asking, are you hosting people? Okay. Well,
I'm the hostess, host with the most. I almost said hostess. Yeah.
Most right. Belly. Okay, I was just wondering. You said you had to close your door. I didn't know that.
It has been really, really real. I have a fight night party myself, and I have to change clothes.
Oh, thank you all. We said 3 minutes. Thank you all for joining us, and goodbye.
Good night, everybody.
What I'm going to tell your ass is... that it seems that I know you're going to say, oh, I didn't do that. But it seems to me like every time we talk about children, you always have a problem with me, and you're always trying to bring up my children from some way or the other. I don't bring up nobody's kids in this show, and I don't like people messing with mine. You don't mess with my children. You don't talk about my children.
I wasn't messing with your children.
Unless I bring them up in the conversation personally, then they need not to be messed with. But every time...
I'm not messing with your children.
Every time... No, I'm going to tell you this, and this is how I feel. Every time me and you have a personal... Every time me and you have an issue one-on-one, well, okay, when I have an issue with you, it's because you said something wrong about my children. So, this last time, I ain't going to talk about last time, but this time you're all these because my children were adopted. That's why you want to talk about that. No, none of my children were adopted. Okay, both of mine.
Okay, well, that's as simple as it was, a yes or no question.
Okay, me, I ain't been talking. When I tell you my stories,
well,
that's
all I needed to know was yes or no. So that's all I needed to know. Everything else was irrelevant.
It's not irrelevant because I want to tell you something. I've never killed nobody, but I can tell you how to.
I can't even understand what she's saying. You're yelling so much, Momo. I can't understand what you're saying.
Oh, shut up. I've never stolen a car, but I could tell you how to steal one. So when I talk from experience, not firsthand, probably not, but just because I know. So when I'm telling you how to, when I tell you how to break it down to your adopted child, which is just to me telling the truth, it's nothing basic or you got to go through about that. It's just real. When you want to tell somebody adopted, they've been adopted, I think you should do it at a young age, just like what you said. 19 is too old. So why, just because I'm saying you got to say, oh, you're making one of your children adopted.
Well, if we agree on that, why we got such a problem?
My brother,
yes.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The Jay Rouse Show and the serious side of The Jay Rouse Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me?, where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight, we're heading to Washington, D.C. An 8-year-old girl is missing in Southeast Washington, and police are asking for the public's help in finding her. D.C. police say Relisha Rudd was last seen in the 1900 block of Massachusetts Avenue, Southeast. Relisha had been staying at the D.C. General Family Shelter with her mother and stepfather for the past year. Relisha's stepfather says her mother, who is now hospitalized, gave Relisha to a male janitor who works at the shelter more than 3 weeks ago. But they haven't seen the girl since. Police were notified of Relisha's disappearance Wednesday afternoon. Authorities are looking for two vehicles possibly linked to Relisha, a black Honda Accord with DC tags EN Echo November 2051 and a red Chevy Trailblazer with DC tags KAHLIL Kilo Alpha Hotel Lima India Lima that has a large Redskins decal in the rear window. Relisha's stepfather says she suffers from severe migraines and may be in need of medication. Police describe Relisha as a black female standing 4 foot tall, weighing between 70 and 80 pounds with black hair, brown eyes, and a medium complexion. Police ask anyone with information on Relisha's whereabouts to call the Metropolitan Police Department at 202-727-9099. Once again, that number is 202-727-9099. Or they can call the Youth Investigations Division at 202-576-6768, 202-576-6768, or dial 911. We pray for the safe return of this young lady, and we ask that you keep a lookout in the D.C. area for these two vehicles. If you know someone who you'd like to see featured on Have You Seen Me?, all you have to do is call. If you know someone who you'd like to see featured on Have You Seen Me?, all you have to do is get in contact with the show. Give us a call at 347-850-1272. That's our caller number, 347-850-1272. Leave the information with whoever answers the phone. Or you can go to our Facebook page, the TGRS Radio Network. Once again, that Facebook page is the TGRS Radio Network. Or you can reach me direct on Facebook. Just send me a message to J-A-Y-R-I-L. That's Jay Ryle. Or you can contact me or anyone from the show at the J-Ryle Show at live.com. That's the J-R-I-L Show at live.com. We pray for the safe return of all people missing regardless of color. And until next time, you've been listening to Have You Seen Me?, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help!
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area, or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
There's a next face you see.
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America Missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Folks, listen, we're going to say goodnight. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. And so for all the people here on the Jay Ryle Show, we bid you farewell and God bless. Peace and hair grease.